Hi, you're listening to A Side Quest, a video games podcast by people who are too busy to play video games. I'm Dave Rupert.
And I'm Jan Huang.
And Jan, what do we got to talk about today? Hey, we both played some video games.
Yeah, I actually got a lot of game time in this weekend, and I'm pretty stoked about it.
And not only did we play video games, we were talking a little bit before the show, we played the same game. So, oh my God, has this ever happened on the show? I don't think so. This is going to be a good show. So maybe we should just share the game we both played. And we kind of played it independent of each other. I think I told you I was going to play it, I played it, and then you were like, I have it on my phone now. And that game was...
We played Florence.
Yay.
I actually... The hype at work was all about this game, and I had no idea what this game was even about. In fact, we actually saw this title at PAX South earlier last month, and I didn't think twice about it. And then now the hype train started coming through about it, and I was like, you know, I'll give this a shot. So, and then you messaged me and you said that you finished it. And I was like, what? I actually had this on my radar too. So it was exciting that we actually played the same game so we could talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. So Florence, I guess you're probably better than me at setting up games. It's an iOS game where you play as a woman, a young woman named Florence Yeo, right? Mm-hmm. You take it from me, because I don't know where to. You have better spoiler sensibility, so I think like you can walk people through it without too many spoilers.
So basically, it's a game right now on iOS. I'm not 100% sure if it's on Android, because but anyways, it's basically like playing a comic book almost. Visually, it's almost like with mini games, and it's probably one of the most like beautifully drawn game that I've ever seen, with line art, and it's basically, I'm gonna steal a line from a line from Polygon. It's basically a tear jerking WarioWare,
that's fair, because it's the games inside of it are like just little puzzles, to have a conversation, you like piece together a little puzzle, and that's like you forming words, and I can't like even begin to explain it. Like, it for some reason that like mechanic just worked and like sucked me into this, like, I guess it's a love story, you know, it just like it just brought me into this, just, you know, oh, like I'm conversing, I'm assembling the words, but all you do is like assemble a little word bubble and that's it, but like you're assembling what you want to say, and then the other person reacts, and then at one point, like, this again, I'm doing spoilers, I'm the word, but like at one point you like, cause it, like you're in a relationship with somebody, a man named Krish. And I don't think that's a spoiler, but then you know, you get into a fight, because in relationships you fight. I think every healthy relationship actually fights. But like, and then like it's almost like when your phone messes up on a website and you have to like scroll left and right to like, you know, like put the page back in the right order. Like it would zip over to him and he would talk. And then you had to like zip over to yourself and assemble your little puzzle language. And then had to go over to him. It was these like little interactions, these like micro interactions on this game. And in addition to the like beautiful art and the music and the everything, man, that just wrapped me up. I thought it was so clever. I thought it was so emotive. Like I felt like the interactions, I'm thinking from like a web, you know, website sort of way of thinking, but those like interactions like felt so right. You know, like there's you know, there's a scene where she's working and you have to fill out this puzzle, you know, and you don't get it at first, or I didn't immediately understand what was going on. But once you get it, it's like the most mundane puzzle ever. But like, that's what work is. It's just a dumb puzzle. You know?
Yeah.
And I just was like, oh man, like everything's just, I don't know. Like, everything had a purpose. Does that, I'm trying to think of a single beat or emotion in the whole game, like story game, that like didn't feel right, you know? And I really can't like find one that just was a total mess up or just wrong or inappropriate, you know?
Yeah. Just going back to what you were talking about with the communication between Florence and Krish. I mean, whenever she's kind of like socially awkward and she's kind of like, she lives in the city by herself. So whenever she's trying to get out and about and trying to talk to somebody, the puzzles are kind of hard, like not challenging, but it's like, oh, this piece goes here, this piece goes there. But then once her interaction with Krish started like gaining momentum, the puzzles kept getting like simpler, and you could just feel like Florence like making a breakthrough. And it's just that character, like that just builds her character so well into this game. I sat down and played in one sitting. I mean, I think this is a game that anybody can just complete within 30 to 40 minutes. And
And we could probably talk for 2 hours. It's 30, 40 minutes. It's like $3, I think, is what it is now. And a lot of haters are like whining about that. But I mean, like, don't drink a cup of coffee. It's worth it. For me, at least, I would have probably ponied up $10. I probably shouldn't tell developers that, but but like, you know, even if it was like in like the 2 hour field, like I'm thinking of like movie prices. I mean, just sat down and like watched went to Wakanda for $13 or something like that. That was only like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah,
and I escaped into this game for a mere $3. I thought it was pretty great. And I thought, you know, there's so much to appreciate. I think it's cool that I'm playing a love story, and I really connected with the lead character, Florence Yeo, like a 24-year-old Chinese girl or young woman. And it just, I think that was cool how that happened. And I mean, kind of even focus in on, there's like this conversation with her mom, and her mom's like, you know, do you have a boyfriend yet? But it's all just gibberish, right? It's all like, rah, 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 rah. And you know, and you have to respond in Chinese, basically like, don't worry about it, I got it figured out. You know, I was feeling that. I was like, oh, I don't want to piss off mom, you know, like, or like, don't want her to worry about me. You know, I was feeling that.
I was totally feeling that very scene that you're talking about. Again, it's just the way this game is just laid out. It's almost like I couldn't help but after I got done with it, I'm like, going, this actually might be a contender for game of the year. Like,
really? Yeah. Okay.
Like, yeah. An iPhone game, an iOS game, $3, 30 to 40 minutes. I'm like, it has so much momentum right now, and so much like, I loved it so much. I actually messaged a dear friend of ours, and I said like, hey, you have to play this game. And I actually just like sent her this game as a gift. Like, that's how much I really enjoyed it.
Wow. Okay. So you got $6 invested into it.
Oh yeah. If I can watch Black Panther like 4 times and still feel like I'm not giving them enough.
Yeah. No, this was cool. I mean, I will probably play it again. Even though like I kind of know the story, you know, I don't think it's one of those games where there's like twists or alternate endings. Although, that would be really cool. I mean, I'm sure like that makes games way more complicated, but like that would be kind of like probably for like add 30% more screens or something. And I don't know, maybe it's like very replayable, you know, yeah. But, not saying like I need that, but like how, I don't know. I can see a sequel or another game like this from the same studio that would be very, very compelling.
Yeah. So. Now, and also this is the same, the same designer, Ken Wong. He's the same one that did Monument Valley. So there's some,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean,
so there's some pedigree. Mm-hmm,
absolutely. So. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. I think I knew that, but I actually, it didn't even enter my brain when I was playing. So what
would you, could we rate this game?
Oh, I'm giving it 3 for 3, yeah. on our Angry Bird scale, which I'm starting to question. Maybe we should go to the 5-star scale because everyone understands the 5-star scale.
Okay, same here. I give it 3 for 3, and I recommend anyone on iOS to like check it out. Like, you know, like this is some good work. This is good music. Good. I mean, I don't recommend somebody dropping money just for something for a heck of it. This is something I highly recommend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you play it on iPad or iPhone?
I did on my iPhone. It was
okay. Yeah. I did on my iPhone. I found it to be very good. But I kind of was like, I feel like iPhone Mini, like Retina iPhone Mini, would have been like the perfect format. You know, just like a little bit more like immersive, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like kind of more. But anyway, that's just me and my Nintendo Switch talking. So. Anyway, okay, so let's get into stand up. That was a good, what a fun time when we both play the same game.
Yeah.
We'll try that more often here on the Video Games Podcast. But the next, so I'll go. Should I go or you go first? Because I think I have maybe some spoilers, and I want to give people the opportunity to skip.
So
what games did you play? What are you going to play? And do you have any blockers?
So I'm still playing Zelda Breath of the Wild, but I defeated my fourth and final Divine Beast. So I feel like I'm about almost ready to battle Ganon, but there's like a bunch, like when I'm playing a game, I'm usually a completionist, and there's like this whole mm-hmm. backlog of side quests that I know that's attainable. I feel a lot more stronger in this game, so I feel like I'm going to spend the next few days like trying to bang out those side quests and just try to get some more hearts and some more stamina, and then I'm going to go battle Ganon.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So okay. And right now the next game that's on my radar is actually yet another game on the Switch called Bayonetta. And
Bayonetta.
Okay. I actually get this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I get this.
I got questions.
it's a fighting game, I believe. But I got the special edition that I import for Japan. That
whoa.
I know. It's like
Does it have more butts? Why is the Japan one better?
Well, the Japan one comes. I love collecting my games, so I love having cartridge. So the Japan version has cartridges. So, and I believe the one in North America, you know, you can get Bayonetta.
Just download them.
Yeah, I believe Bayonetta 1 or 2. Well, it's either the other is download only, but there's only a game with one cartridge. So I was like, you know, I want to have two cartridges. So that's on my radar.
All right.
So, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do after I play Breath of the Wild, and we'll probably, I'm going to probably try to figure that out after I get done with that, because it's been a long journey and I feel like I'm at the home stretch. My only blockers was like, I wish I wanted to play more of it over the weekend, but my parents unexpectedly came down from Amarillo, Texas to visit me, and they totally surprised me. They came down and celebrated Vietnamese New Year's with me. So I thought that was...
Oh, hey, Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. And I thought that was...
Happy Lunar New Year.
I thought that was pretty cool that they came down. It's an 8-hour drive from Amarillo to Austin. And I was... I just appreciate them being around and hanging out with me. So that, I mean, it's not much of a blocker, because my mom actually watched me play a little Breath of the Wild. And the only thing, I don't know if your parents have ever watched you play a game before, but to her, she was like, why do you keep dying? That's the only thing she kept saying. she said, is this fun to you doing the same thing over and over again? And I was like, mom, if you put it that way, I don't know if I'm really enjoying this or not. But yeah.
Don't let Reggie hear you say that.
Oh, well, my mom enjoyed it. Okay. Anyway, what about you?
Okay, I finished a game. I finished Celeste, man. This is a good game. I was going to say, I maybe have like a slight spoiler. Is that okay? But here, let me give you my stats for Celeste, okay? Remember, it's a Maso Core game where you die and die and die. Again, your mom would not be impressed.
No.
So you climb this mountain called Celeste, and you're this character, Madeline, and you meet some characters along the way. In the game, you basically jump, and then you have a dash, like when you're in midair, and then you can like grapple and like hang on to walls and climb up. But you have like a stamina meter that isn't a real like visible stamina meter, but you like, you know, the controllers start vibrating and it's like you're going to fall off. Anyway, so you go through these levels and each level has, you know, different like screens and secret screens and all kinds of things. And then there's these little strawberries you find and you collect those. And like and I got 87 out of 175 strawberries. So about 50% completion, less than that, maybe less. 50% completion. And I died. It gives me a skull count here. 2,505 times in 9 hours about of playing this game.
Whoa, that's a lot of deaths.
2,505 times. I'm really good or I'm really bad, but this game is really, I mean, I would probably give it like a, on our scale, like a 2 out of 3. Like if I think this genre is not for everybody, you know, like, but like if you liked Mega Man, if you liked those games growing up, like platformers where like it takes like a little bit of skill to like get to the next exit point, you know, on the screen, like you enter the screen from the left and you exit on the right. If you liked those games, then you should definitely get this. And then it's a 3 out of 3. But if you didn't like those games, I would think it's like a 2 out of 3. Because I think you got to like, I think it's one you want to check out. I think it's like maybe game of the year contention, you know. But, you know, now that I played Florence, I like the emotional level was way better. But one thing that was cool, like so, and this is maybe where spoilers come in and you can maybe skip just a little bit here. But one of the things that kind of in the story is you don't know if her climbing the mountain is a dream or a metaphor but it's actually you are physically climbing a mountain, you know, like, and you come along these characters and there's just like this batty old lady and she's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And you're like, geez, that lady's crazy. You meet this guy named Theo and Theo's like, he's cool, but he's also kind of vain, you know, is a bit so. And then like, and then you basically meet this character called Part of Me. And this is maybe where the spoiler is, but like Part of Me is basically like your like like your alter ego, your like anti-self, you know. And Part of Me is kind of just this like very cynical, maniacal, or just kind of, I don't know, bitter and hurt person. And this is where it starts like, oh, this is about her, you know, the character Madeline. And it's just really, it was just really good. And there's like one point where you're like, you're battling Madeline or Part of Me, the anti you. And it's going on forever, like dozens of screens and I'm dying and, you know, but like and I just was playing it and I just was like, how many hit points does my subconscious have? It was sort of like the question I asked. And I just was like, damn, that's pretty deep. I think that's like, you know, like how long does this go for? I thought that was really cool. But yeah, I hope I didn't, I don't think I spoiled anything, but 'cause there's like kind of a lot more to it, but, But yeah, it's kind of a, it's a neat thing. It's like, is it, you know, there's also like, it's not just like a platformer. There's like a story mixed in, and it's a story that's way better than like Mega Man's story, where it's, you know, it's like, oh, Dr. Wily stole a bunch of robots. You know? It's like really good story. And I don't know if you remember, like, 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, the feminazi tweet that was like, this game was made by feminist socialists or whatever. I was like, no. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, there is a female character lead, but it was not like, there's like nothing. It's this was such a trolly message. It's ridiculous. I mean, there's like maybe one line of dialogue about like her, I guess, acknowledging her power or something, but it was not that at all. I just can't even. Anyway, the internet's a terrible place, so that's that. No real blockers other than buying pieces of real estate. And my son has started asking for Mario a lot, like every day, 5 times a day. He just wants to pull up Mario, put him in a white tuxedo, and just walk around. So that's what he likes to do. I'm losing coins like a bad mofo. Like, he just, like, I just hear, wah, and then, like, coins. And I'm just like, dang it. But it's fine. But, yeah, he's really enjoying it. And and he's way too young. He's, like, 4 and a half. So it's way too young to be doing games and whatnot. But I think, like, I don't know. I kind of keep coming back to, like, I want him to have this, like, 3D spatial recognition, like how to control a character, you know, like, I think that stuff's important, like mechanical and all that. But what it's turning into is a really awesome parenting tool, because I can be like, well, bud, if you're not good at school, you don't get to play, you know? So anyway, that's my blocker. I am going on a business trip like next week. So that's like a blocker, but it's also awesome because I get to hop on airplanes and just play games on airplanes. So I am going to, next week, I'm going after Night in the Woods real hard. I'm going to beat it. Right. I'm going to win it. So,
all right. That's also on my radar as well. So I'm pretty excited to hear what you think about that game.
Yeah, no, I really want to like figure it out. But I actually tried to download it like on Friday night. I was like, oh, I'm going to just start it because I got like an hour. So I bought it and starts downloading, and then it's like 1 hour remaining. And I was like, oh boy. And then it just stayed at 1 hour for like another hour. And I just was like, well, I'm going to go to bed. So I was going to play it. Like, but that's, isn't that the modern video game like trial? It's like, you're like, oh sweet, I'm going to play this game finally. And it's like 6 hour download.
So that sounds like a pretty big download. Like, is Mario literally like just moving blocks over to your Switch?
Yeah, I don't know. Like he's I don't know. I think it's, I don't know. Either Nintendo's servers are clogged or my device, it needs to be restarted, or I don't really know. But it has not been very fast. So we'll see what happens. How about you? What game is on your radar? Are you just going to finish Zelda then?
Yeah, pretty much. You kind of said. Yeah, pretty much just going to finish out Zelda and then go from there.
Well, cool. Well, we're going long. And I guess we should say, I think we are going to be out next week because of business trips and traveling. So we don't download this next week, but we will be back, I guess, in 2 weeks on the whatever that Tuesday is. And I guess it'll be in March. So yeah, and we should, that's a lot of time to play a lot of video games, so we'll just keep making notes and we'll come back with a really, really good show. Yeah, you got anything else you'd like to share?
Outside of downloading our show on your favorite podcast app, we're now on Spotify, so make sure you do a search for us on Spotify and hit the follow button.
There you go. Smash that like button and hit the follow. All right. So thank you, everybody, and Happy New Year.